Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of the kingdom of heaven starting small but growing into something great, providing refuge and hope for everyone. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 32. He proposed another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. That's Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 32.
Jesus is sitting with a group of people, eager to share a powerful message with them. He decides to tell them a parable because stories have a way of conveying deeper meanings in a relatable and memorable way. And so Jesus begins his parable about the kingdom of heaven. Picture this: the kingdom of heaven is like a tiny mustard seed. You know, the ones that are so small, you can hardly see them? Well, Jesus wants us to understand that even though this seed is the smallest among all seeds, it has the potential to grow into the largest of plants. Surprising, right? It's like this tiny mustard seed transforms into a big flourishing bush. Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute, birds don't usually nest in bushes, do they? And you're absolutely right. But Jesus wants to make a point here. He's not talking about actual birds in bushes. He's using metaphorical language to convey a deeper truth. In this parable, the birds represent people who find refuge and shelter in the kingdom of heaven. It's like saying that people from all walks of life, from every corner of the world, can find hope and safety in this kingdom. Jesus is teaching us that the kingdom of heaven doesn't start off in a grand and flashy way. It begins small, almost unnoticeable, like that tiny mustard seed. It may not seem like much at first, but given time and care, it grows into something extraordinary. And here's the beautiful part. The birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. People from all walks of life come together, finding a sense of belonging and belonging in the kingdom of heaven. This parable is a powerful reminder that the kingdom of heaven is not exclusive to the powerful and influential. It's for everyone, regardless of our backgrounds or social status. Jesus wants to debunk the idea that only the big shots can be a part of something great. The kingdom of heaven starts with humble beginnings and expands to embrace all who seek it. Just think about Jesus and his ministry. He didn't recruit a team of influential people or powerful leaders to spread his message. Instead, he chose ordinary individuals like fishermen, a tax collector, and others who were unknown to the world. These were everyday people, just like you and me. And yet, through their dedication and hard work, the message of Jesus spread to every corner of the world. When I hear this parable, it reminds me to have faith. It reminds me that even though I might feel small or insignificant at times, I have the ability to make a difference in the world. It's a profound reminder to never underestimate the power of small beginnings or judge a book by its cover. So, let's carry this parable with us as we navigate through life. Let's remember that extraordinary things can emerge from the smallest beginnings. And most importantly, let's have faith that no matter how insignificant we might feel, God can use us to make a lasting impact in the world.
Let's pray. God, give us the boldness and courage to proclaim the hope of redemption. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. As we conclude our reflection on this parable, may you carry with you the powerful message it conveys. Just as the smallest mustard seed can grow into a flourishing bush, remember that small beginnings can lead to great outcomes. Have faith that your efforts, no matter how modest they may seem, can make a significant difference in the lives of others and in the kingdom of heaven. Keep your heart open to the diverse and inclusive nature of this kingdom, where all are welcome to find refuge and belonging. Until we meet again, go forth with faith and the knowledge that even the tiniest acts of love and kindness can have a profound impact. God bless you all.